text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Now, our regular expert in all things wills and probate, Tim Bracken. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam.
Listen, thanks for joining us today from Cork. Lots of people, as ever, as they do with Sean, getting in touch with questions for you. Let's start with this one, Tim. I have recently taken the plunge and bought an apartment in Spain. My will is leaving everything to my children equally. Do I need to make a new will?
Yes, I would recommend a new will because there's... The European Succession Directive of 2015 allows an Irish person to apply Irish succession law to property that they may have somewhere in the EU. And the EU, I mean, as it's a myriad of countries, the succession law is very different from country to country. For instance, Spain is quite different to France, which is quite different to Italy. And again, that's very different to Ireland. And it may there may be things in that law that you don't want to apply to your will. And it just makes life much easier. So this directive, Ireland actually derogated from the directive. Ireland and Britain did. But we can still apply it, but it doesn't apply automatically. So because we derogated, but you must invoke it in your will and you must state that I'm applying the EU directive. So therefore, in that circumstances, I would recommend a new will.
OK, we move on, Tim. Next question. I'm one of six children and my mother always promised me the house. So I told her to go and make a will. She was a strong-willed person who did things her own way. After she died, I found a homemade will on a pre-printed form with her papers. It leaves the house to me. My brother says it's not valid because there's only one witness. Is he correct, Tim?
Absolutely. And Miriam, this is exactly what I've been preaching about for years. Homemade wills are an absolute disaster. I mean, wills are not expensive to make. I think it's about 100 euros a solicitor will charge. It's a very exact procedure. And I've had seen homemade wills. They're false economy. Sometimes there's an error in them and then you end up in the High Court with an application trying to get the will admitted to probate despite there's some little irregularity in it. But this one, that's a fatal mistake. A will has to have two witnesses. So therefore, and people do it. I mean, I had a case some years ago where a woman left everything she had, or her house, to her two sisters who were living with her. The two sisters witnessed the will. So the sisters couldn't inherit. And then it was some distant cousin got it who sold the house over the heads of the sisters. It was terrible, terrible case altogether.
But actually, Tim, is it correct, though, and I hear all your advice, that if a homemade will, say it's done with two witnesses, they're both still around to establish that they were valid witnesses, it can be legally valid, can't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it can. It can. And the reason I'm saying, look, it's... be careful. You know, you have to be absolutely careful. And some people do, but I mean, as I say, you know, getting the two sisters who are the beneficiaries to witness, you know
what
I mean?
That's a great idea.
These things happen, you know what I mean? So, and like that now, only one witness in that will now is completely gone.
Okay, next question, Tim. My father, a widower, died recently, having been in a coma for 4 months following a stroke. It was pitiful to see him lying there. The medical staff said they couldn't remove the feeding tube and let him die. Can this be avoided?
Yes, Miriam, it could. The Dáil passed the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act in 2015. It was signed into law by the President in December of 2015, and there it remains. It hasn't been commenced. I know they have to set up a certain directive and, you know, to oversee all the arrangements that can be made. But, I mean, it's nearly 4 years since this Act. It's languishing there on the statute books, and inoperative, and that actually will get rid of wardship. But one provision in that allows you to execute a thing called an advanced healthcare directive, which means do not resuscitate, or in that case, if I'm in a coma, do not feed, you know, even though it'll result in my death. And the medical personnel are then covered if there's a proper advanced healthcare directive in place.
Okay.
But I don't know what the delay in it is. I mean, that act, it has fantastic provisions in it. It will get rid of wardship and it will allow people, you know, appoint people to help them make decisions. It will look at lack of capacity in a more functioning way than we have at present. But nearly 4 years later, nothing seems to be happening. Yeah. I know a director of services has been appointed, but maybe the funding isn't there or whatever.
We should follow up on that, actually.
Yeah,
you will.
Yeah.
Listen, another question. Tim, could you run through the inheritance tax thresholds, please? And also, this listener says, what threshold applies to my grandniece?
Now, the thresholds, Miriam, they usually change every year with the budget. So since the last budget in October of 2018, threshold A, which applies to from parents to children, is €320,000 tax-free. Threshold B, then, would apply to brothers and sisters, nephews and nieces, are from children back to parents, that's 32,500, and then anything else is €16,250.
Okay.
So, but with a grandnephew or a grandniece is category C.
So that's 16,250.
Yeah.
And listen, for how many years prior to death does this tax also apply? You know, if a person gifts an amount of money to a relative in order, they think, Tim, to avoid paying inheritance tax on it.
Well, you actually pay gift tax, and gift tax is charged at a rate of 75% of inheritance tax. But the gift will become an inheritance if the person who's the donor of the gift dies within 2 years of making the gift. But there's another catch with making a gift. So, for instance, you bought, say, somebody buys an apartment years ago, and you know what I mean, and it has gone up substantially in value, an investment apartment. They say, well, I'll gift that over to my daughter now. There could be a capital gains tax on it, whereas there's no capital gains tax when there's a transmission of property on death. But when you do what we call an inter vivos during your lifetime, there is a capital gains. And even though you're not receiving money from your daughter for the apartment, you're deemed by the revenue to be receiving money.
Oh, okay. Listen, lots of texts in this one, Tim. Miriam, I have had no contact with my son for the past 4 years, and he has indicated that he never wants to have any contact with me again. My question for Tim is, can I disinherit him and leave him nothing? And if I was to do that, can he contest my will, and would he be successful? He's my only child. Thank you. Oh, God, that's so sad, Tim.
That's very sad. Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, he could. I mean, children have a right under Section 117 of the Succession Act to make an application to the court on the basis that their parent failed in their moral duty to provide property for them. And I would think in that case, he being an only child would probably succeed. I mean, it would be different, for instance, you know, parents can divide their estate. Say if you have two children, one is very well off and maybe one is in very poor circumstances, and you leave most of it to the person in poor circumstances. Well, the very well off one would probably not succeed in the Section 117, you know, against the poor one. But I mean, in that case, and bad behaviour, the courts have held that bad behaviour by a child to a parent is not a reason to cut a child out of your will.
Really?
No, I mean, there's been a few cases now where, you know, the child has just been bad, you know what I mean? And the courts have held, you know, even though there was very bad behaviour there, the parent still owes this moral duty.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, another one for you. My mum left her house to my brother, but he didn't put it into his name. It's still in my mum's name. So is it still her house?
Thanks. No, it's his house, because he's what we call the beneficial interest in it. And the legal interest is vested in your mum's estate. But, I mean, if he goes to sell it, he'll have to rectify that title and have it transferred into his name.
Another says, Miriam, I recently found out my father, who I never had any relationship with, lives nearby. What are my succession rights in these circumstances?
If he dies intestate, you know, without a will, she'll have a right to a share in his estate as one of his children. Depends whether he's married or not. Mm. If he dies, say, unmarried, and she's the only child, well, she would inherit everything. That's on an intestacy. But he may make a will leaving everything to his wife or something. Mm. And if that wife is not the mother of your listener there, well, then your listener would have success, which would have a right to bring a Section 117 application.
Okay. To look for something.
Okay. Again, that'll all be based on the circumstances of the person. I mean, you know, if you're very well off and you say, oh, my sibling got more than I did, so I'm bringing a 117, you'll fail in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another from our listeners, Tim, lots of people interested in wills. Our father made a will some years ago, duly witnessed. He since died, so's the solicitor. And now we've discovered that the will has no date. Is it valid?
I think, yeah, you could make an application to the probate office. And the problem there is that, is there, if there was a previous will or was there a subsequent will? It would be worth trying to make an application, and maybe you might have to bring an application before the High Court to have it admitted to probate. I mean, because it is irregular. It should be dated, but it is irregular. But again, if other evidence can lead that this is the only will he ever made, there was never a previous one, there was never a subsequent one, you might get it through.
Another texter. I've received inheritance of £50,000 from a relative in the UK. All taxes have been paid there by solicitors and banks. I'm retired. I have a pension. Do I need to do anything in Ireland around tax, Tim? What should I do?
No, if you've paid tax in the UK, well, then there'll be a double taxation agreement. You won't pay tax on it in Ireland. But I think you should make a return to the revenue that you did get this inheritance and show the revenue here that, okay, you know, that you have actually paid the UK inheritance tax.
Tim Bracken, as ever, you're a fount of information. Thanks so much for joining us this morning from Cork.